And I took out after it for 3 years for one night.
She didn't want to get married, she wanted to keep school.
And finally she did.
3 years?
Yeah. That held a long time.
It was all over.
1920 to 1910, that was.
Must have really loved that girl.
Yes. Yes, so. She taught school most point when I met her. And then variously and shook a lot through town and homes in Knoxville County and in the Enola. And I liked going up there. I had a Buick automobile and I could chase her. She was at school in New Orleans, and I'd go over there to see her and these bad places she taught her. I think that an extraordinary number of young men and as close to my girls that came down from central Mississippi, they were girls from good families, good education, and they were at a dead end up there in those interior counties. The eligible men were limited. They always had been more girls and boys anyway. The men would go west, they'd go to the big cities and leave the girls there. You know, the interesting thing is in New England, several summers I spent up there wondering my life in Maine. I learned that in New Hampshire, I mean, Vermont, why those people are conservative and Republican. Years ago, those thrifty people rolled out the rocks at those fields and built fences with them. And those were farms. They were very productive. Sometimes one lot had more cows than people. And they just keep repeating, and the families would go out there, and they were thrifty people, they invested in insurance company stock, railroads, and steamships, and other things. Then we had what we called accretion, that's inflation. And all they had to do was just sit there, and those stocks increased in value, were divided and subdivided. The railroad insurance companies and land and banking and finances. And in time, the young men began to go to Boston, New York, and out west. The girls had to stay there, most of them. If you read a lot of stories, the old movie stories would always show the heroine out in the west as a school teacher from New England. They had to send back to New England to get school teachers. And they would get the young women. And that's what the movie writers would base their story on. But getting back to what I would tell you, in the country up there, you drive around with people who knew it, they'd point out these old homes with the fences built with field stone, and generation after generation had been there. And in innumerable places they'd say, here lives a widow, or here lives two spinsters who live out their lives. And so many of them were just a bunch of women. Why was that? Because there was no men to marry. The eligible men went away, young men. And there have been stories based on that.